Live from the No Panic Zone, Studio G, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, Monday, March the 30th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michigan gun stores can now reopen, at least by appointment, as new federal guidelines are recognized, making firearms critical pandemic infrastructure. Two, what is Michigan doing to make sure the school year is not lost? Parents are doing what they can, but with the state stuck in 1975, we're losing every passing day. It's time for an education plan, or we might as well all just homeschool from this point forward. And number one, the number of new COVID-19 cases in Michigan fell by 157 yesterday from the day before. It may be a one-day event, but maybe it's a good sign, dropping 16%. We are hopeful today's numbers will look good, too. The number was 993 cases on Saturday, then 853 on Sunday. 157 cases lower. That's the good news. 836, excuse me. 836. That's a positive sign. Is it the end of the problem? Not at all. Do we need to continue what we're doing? Absolutely. Is social distancing working? It appears that it might be. Meanwhile, you have to ask yourself, why did Governor Jennifer Whitmer go ahead with the primary in Michigan just to declare an emergency the same day? It was a meaningless primary anyway. Everybody knew Joe Biden was going to win by a mile. He did. And now we see a spike in cases in the Metro Detroit area. Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties down that way, all spiking with a number of cases. Do you think it goes back to the March 10th primary and all the people going to the polling places? Could it have been avoided? That's the question. Everybody wants to point fingers. I just want to ask a question. Could it have been avoided? Did we know better? By the way, as this continues, the whole social distancing thing, it isn't going anywhere for a while, I can tell you that. The president says so as well. In his daily update, the president announcing it just after 6 o'clock last night that the federal plan will remain in effect for the next month. For the next month. It's bite number 10 with President Trump. Listen in.
I'll say it again. The peak, the highest point of death rates, remember this, is likely to hit in 2 weeks. Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. That would be the greatest loss of all. Therefore, the next 2 weeks and during this period, it's very important that everyone strongly follow the guidelines, have to follow the guidelines that our great vice president holds up a lot. He's holding that up a lot. He believes in it so strongly. The better you do, the faster this whole nightmare will end. Therefore, we will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
Extending it until April the 30th. In the meantime, I see that they're setting up a field hospital in Central Park. And apparently those people there forgot that you have to be 6 feet away from each other. I'm looking at the pictures. They're not 6 feet apart. Anyhow, social distancing will continue until April 30th. And that means for us, most likely, school will not continue here in Michigan, which brings me back to what is our plan. In fact, the governor on Friday said the same thing. Very unlikely to continue. April 6th was the possible reopening date when she closed all K-12 schools. That was changed to April 14th when she put in the stay home, stay safe order 1 week ago today. But it's not likely that anything's going to happen. They say they're working diligently to come up with a plan to meet the needs of our kids. No, what we're told is it's not equitable for some kids to be able to go to school and others that do not have computers, and so therefore nobody gets to go to school. So it is. So here we sit with no plan, is my point. Meanwhile, there are signs of hope that those that are sick in Michigan could come through it. If you missed it earlier, I encourage you to go listen to the interview with 38-year-old Jim Santilli. He is living proof, he says, that hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin worked together to save his life. He became seriously ill on the 18th of March, a Wednesday. By Saturday morning, the 21st of March, said he could barely breathe, said he was drowning, didn't think he would live until midnight. And then an infectious disease physician came in and gave him the prescription of hydroxychloroquine and the antibiotics. He says within a few hours, it had turned around 180 degrees. And when asked what he thinks about Donald Trump promoting it, he says, the president may have saved my life. And referring to Gretchen Whitmer, he said she is sentencing people to death by trying to block doctors from prescribing these medications. Well, over the weekend, the FDA trumped all of that. The Food and Drug Administration yesterday, late evening, issued an emergency use authorization for hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine. They are decades-old malaria drugs that have been championed by President Trump for coronavirus treatment. And we're hearing more and more stories from around the country of this combination working to knock out the virus. The agency allowed for the drugs to be donated to the Strategic National Stockpile to be distributed and prescribed by doctors to hospitalized teen and adult patients with COVID-19 as appropriate when a clinical trial is not available or feasible. Health and Human Services said in a statement announcing that Sandoz donated 30 million doses of the hydroxychloroquine to the stockpile, Bayer donating 1 million doses of chloroquine. The move supported by the White House, part of a larger Trump-backed effort to speed up the use of anti-malaria drugs as potential therapy for a virus that has no long-term proven treatment or cure. The FDA already has allowed New York State to test administering the medication to seriously ill patients, and some hospitals have added to their treatment protocols. In fact, that's happened in Michigan. We have documents from inside different hospitals in Michigan telling their doctors to ignore the governor saying you can't write these drugs, saying do write these drugs, look out for our patients, you do what is best for your patients. This part of the program brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. They can bring it right to your doorstep. If you're worried about all of these things right now, maybe it's time to worry about yourself, your health, and your future. Time for My Pure Health Solutions to finally focus on losing weight, boosting your immune system, and making sure you're healthy as can be. With cutting-edge technology, My Pure Health Solutions can deliver results right to your door with remote scanning, personalized plans, and a program designed just for you. And right now, because everybody's tight on money, they'll do it for 30% off. Cut your weight, cut your cost. If you're still wondering what to do, don't. Take control of your health with My Pure Health Solutions. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra year of warranty. That's an industry-leading 3 years of warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry. The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is only for a limited time.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.